up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
So there we were yesterday morning after the show, upstairs having a chat in the 98 FM kitchen. And I was busily microwaving my porridge. So I was listening to a conversation between Rebecca and producer Russell from a short distance away. And I misheard something. I thought that Rebecca said, get your flan out. And what she had said was, you had said to Russell, get your fan out. Because the weather was better. It's very sunny in the kitchen. And, yes. You know,
and Russell is known to have, he has a portable fan. And he also has a fan at his desk.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I said, get your fan out, not your flan out.
Mm-hmm. But when I misheard get your flan out, I then realized, I was like, the word flan sounds like it's a rude word, but it's not.
It's a lovely jiggly dessert, but it's not a rude word.
It feels like it's a rude word.
I love...
Why does it feel like it's rude?
I love flan. Yeah, it does.
And I think...
why is that?
I don't know, but also in that context, when I thought you said, get your flan out, I was like, excuse me. What do you mean, get your flan out?
Flan does sound a bit
like a rude
word. It sounds
rude, but it's not. And I'm wondering this morning, are there other examples of this? Are there words that sound rude, but they're not rude words?
Hoop. Hoop. Hoop sounds rude, I think.
Hoop, yeah. Hoop does sound rude, yeah.
Yeah, hoop.
Hoop, okay. Hoop and flan are words to us that we think...
sound a bit rude.
Sound rude.
They're not.
But they're not rude words.
Yeah.
They're not.
There has to be loads of these now.
We'd love to know this morning, are there words that you think sound rude?
They give you a giggle.
But are not rude.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a WhatsApp voice note this morning. We have 98 FM water bottles to give away. For anyone who sends us a rude word that sounds rude.
That's not rude.
But just isn't. Yes. Flan and hoop are our examples. What are yours?
Oh, we're being a bit bold this morning. We're having a chat about words that sound rude but aren't. It's after yesterday I was chatting to producer Russell and I said, get your fan out.
Yeah, but I thought you said get your flan out.
Yes, and we kind of think the word flan sounds a bit rude.
The word flan sounds
rude.
It's
just a jiggly dessert.
The word jiggly.
Jiggly. Yeah. I think the word hoop sounds a bit rude.
The word hoop does sound a bit rude. So we're wondering this morning, what words sound rude to you but aren't? Here's Anthony.
Flan and hoop are very rude, but my auntie Fanny, how's that? Auntie Fanny.
We've got Evie, who's 8, and Melanie.
In Irish, they have to say feckum.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember learning that in Irish as well, feckum.
Isn't feck look?
Okay, so does it mean like look there?
Yeah.
Look there, a rude word.
I think so.
Feckum. If you know this morning, let us know. And here's Lily.
I think buckle is, it sounds like a bad word, but it's not a bad word.
Buckle sounds like a bad word, but it isn't.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it does sound like one.
Feckle, buckle, fanny, flan and hoop all sound like rude words, but they're not. We'd love to know what that is for you this morning. This morning we are chatting about words that sound rude but aren't. So far we've had flan,
hoop,
fanny,
yes,
feckum, the Irish word,
and buckle
as well. Well, here's another one.
Good morning, Brenda and Rebecca, from Alison and Sarah in Sandyford. We think the word pig, even though it's only an animal, but we think that might be across as rude at times.
Pig can come across as rude.
Yes.
We're looking for words that sound rude to you but aren't this morning. Send us a WhatsApp voice note.
Oh, we are having a bit of a giggle this morning because we're chatting about words that sound rude but aren't.
Yeah, this all kicked off yesterday when I thought I heard Rebecca say the word flan. Which she didn't. She said fan. And then I just felt flan was a rude word.
Even though it's just a dessert.
Amy's been on.
Morning, guys. My 9-year-old son just put one finger in the air and said, I know, ma'am. I think bush sounds rude. So, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with in the car journey this morning.
Bush does sound rude.
It does.
Bush sounds rude, but it's not.
Yeah.
Debbie's in Ballyfermot.
Hey, folks. It's Debbie from Ballyfermot. I think flaunch is one of those words. I know, kiss me flange.
What's a flange? I've never even heard of a flange.
What is a flange?
That sounds a bit like a flange.
Flange.
Which we use in work here on 98. Like, it's a thing you put, it's an effect you put on the audio.
It is.
You add a bit of flange there.
Bit of flange.
Too much flange,
Too much flange.
Enough flange.
Take it away.
here's Dermot.
Morning, guys.
one word does sound bad, but it's not. You tramp.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Yes, right.
Yeah, that does.
Sammy's been on.
Hello, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hi.
Me and my dad think knob. I think that's the word. Stop.
Yeah, knob. Knob does sound rude, but it's
door
not.
Doorknob.
Yeah. Doorknob. Yeah. Michelle's been on.
Now, guys, imagine actually making a flan and telling people, my flan is so moist.
Moist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds rude, but it's not. Pamela's in Finglas.
Mickey. Like, I mean, Mickey Mouse. But, like, whenever you say Mickey, like, you just... That's what you're thinking. You know, and it's genuinely somebody's name.
It is.
You know, you can't hear Mickey without having a little giggle. Let's be honest to everybody. Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen an ad for a new movie and I think it's called Mickey 17.
Look, it is. Mickey's a lovely chap.
It is, yeah. Sophie's been on.
Hi, it's Sophie here. I think the dog breeds shih tzu sounds weird.
Sounds rude.
Have
a good day. Oh, thanks for that. They're very cute.
Yeah, they all sound rude, but they're not. I can't believe no one said Baps.
Or Beaver.
Bap sounds really rude, but it's not.
Oh, I love a Bap.
Thank you so much for sending all of the rude words.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
A shopping voucher.
And some chaos.
98 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's our chaotic game. Just three words stand between you and a stunning list of prizes. All you need to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan, and you could be winning these.
It's time to go shopping at a top Dublin shopping centre with €100.
And then relax with a day of pampering in a luxurious house spa.
Woo! Sounds fab.
Was that a move?
Sorry, I don't know what. No, what?
Was that a move?
What did AI Rebecca do there? I'm not sure.
Oh, gosh, the robots, they can't master the true emotion, can they?
Yeah, those prizes are...
unreal.
Really, really glam. Good morning to Danielle in Ballyfermot, who is the lucky person playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Danielle, how are you?
Hi, Brendan. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
We are great, thanks, Danielle. What are you up to for the morning?
I'm just sitting outside my husband's job now. Just dropped him off to work. I'll be bringing my mom to a chiropractor and then I get to put a radiator cover together.
Sorry, Danielle. We didn't expect your day to be that busy when
you're
we asked that
out.
Question.
Sorry.
Flat out. Definitely need a nice spa rig
after
that.
Yeah, sorry. Did you say you're building a radiator cover?
Yeah, I have to put it together lat by lat for my mum and dad.
Fair play to you.
They look great though when they're all put together.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to send us a picture.
Danielle, I've done three already. One more to go.
Good for you.
Wow.
Jeez,
you
get
know
a lady
who
can do it all. Yeah. You're a big fan of Matchy Matchy.
Huge.
Huge. Do you play along most days?
Almost every day.
Almost every day. Okay. Well, the all-important question you know that's coming, Danielle, is who would you like to play with this morning, Rebecca or myself?
I'm so torn because I've matched all three with Rebecca seven times.
Ooh, seven times?
And I've matched all three with you, Brendan, five times.
Five times? Danielle,
and Paul twice.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Danielle, you're good at this game.
So I'm like, do I go with Rebecca, keep her in the lead, or bring you up, try and get you back up with Rebecca?
Danielle, listen to your heart.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Brendan.
Okay, you're going with me. I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Need a minute. Where's me envelope? Right, Danielle. Let me just get settled here now. Sorry, me and Brendan have to swap seats, you know? A bit of behind the scenes and Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Right, your three words this morning. First up. After.
Eight.
Delicious.
Really?
Your second word. Bat.
Was that bath?
Bat. B-A-T-H.
Time?
Bath time. Lovely. And your third word, Danielle. Capital.
Capital city?
Capital city. Okay, after you said eight. After bath, you said time. And after capital, you've gone with city. Danielle, in Ballyfermot, doing loads of things this morning. Are you happy to lock in those three words in matchy matchy? Lock them in. I love it. Let's welcome our Brendan back into studio. How are you? Oh, no messing around at all. Danielle means business.
Okay. Wow.
Brendan, you are back in the room.
I'm back in the room.
Right. Let's get down to business. Your first word this morning is after.
After eight.
After eight. Tasty. Your second word. Bath.
Oh, I have too many options. Bath. Tub.
Bath, tub. And your third word, Brendan, this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Capital.
I'm going to say capital city.
Capital city. Have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning, Brendan, with Danielle in Ballyfermot?
Did we?
You both said after eight. You both said capital city. But after bath, Danielle said time and you said tub.
I was nearly saying bathtub and I changed it to time.
And I was nearly saying time, Danielle.
And guys, I think I probably would have said bath bomb even though I never use them.
Yeah, I was between tub.
Oh,
so close, but yet so far. But Danielle,
so close.
We're so thrilled that you finally got on air to play Matchy Matchy.
Me too.
And best of luck with the radiator cover.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day, Danielle.
Oh, that was a close one.
Oh, we both nearly said each other's other words.
I now want an after eight.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.